your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome into Friday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, July 9th, 2021. Your boy Q here as always. You know, you can find me on Twitter, as many of you do, at your boy Q254. I definitely appreciate all the interaction on Twitter, whether it be a direct message, just a tweet, a follow. It's all good. Definitely appreciate you hitting me up at your boy Q254. Also appreciate you hitting up that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line at 707-654-4693. Matter of fact, coming up on today's show, got your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line coming up in segment number three. Segment number two, man, I was a busy dude on Thursday as I'm getting closer and closer to my official first day at Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas. Very excited about getting started, man. There's some good things cooking, man. Raider Nation, I can't say anything right now, but I already know about some great things that are going to be happening in Las Vegas. I know about some great things that are going to be happening at Allegiant Stadium and a lot of really good things that I think you're going to want to be a part of that we'll be talking about quite a bit on Raider Nation Radio. I'm so excited about that. But man, I was busy on Thursday, went into the radio station. Well, first of all, joined Pritch and Clay on the morning show at 9 a.m. I talked about that on Thursday's show. I had a really good interview with them. So you're actually going to hear that interview coming up in segment number two. But then I was at the radio station throughout the course of the day, going over some stuff, like I said, talking to promotions directors, talking about the people that, you know, work there and meeting with the people that work there and everything. And it was really cool getting my office set up and stuff like that. But man, it's getting real. It's getting really real. I'm getting excited. Then I doubled down and I was on with Vinny Bonsignor later on in that evening on Raider Nation Radio in the huddle. So usually I put that interview on there, but I you know, this time since I did my morning show debut, I'm going to go ahead and put that on for segment number two. Here is segment number one, news and notes of the day. And so we'll jump right into it. And really, starting off with the news and notes, I kind of wanted to update my radio schedule on Raider Nation Radio 920. A lot of folks have been hitting me up. One, a lot of folks have said, hey, are you going to put your show on podcast style like you guys used to do with Silver and Black Today? And my plan is, and I know that there's a few quirks along the way and a little bit of technical difficulties going on in the background, but we're working on getting them cleared up. My plan is to always tweet out the show and have the producer of the show always tweet it out following the show as soon as it's over. Also, whenever we interview anybody, I'm hoping that we can get it so we can interview or do the interview and then tweet out that interview immediately. So if you just missed the interview and you want to listen to it, boom, you can go find it on Twitter and then listen to it. That's the goal. I think that's going to happen at some point. But let me go ahead and update what my radio schedule is going to be on Raider Nation Radio 920. I mentioned on Thursday that originally I'm going to jump on the 15th. That'll actually be my first day on the air in studio. It'll be on the 15th, and I'll be filling in for Vinny Bonsignor in the huddle. He's on vacation from the 15th to the 23rd. So all those days, I'll be on the radio doing the 4 to 6 show, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But on the 16th, Clay Baker is going to be off of the morning show. So on the 16th, I'm actually going to be, it's going to be Pritch and Q. I mean, it's Pritch and Clay, but I'm going to be filling in for Clay on the 16th, which is a Friday, and also on that following Monday, which is the 19th, but it'll be me and Hondo Carpenter on the 19th. So myself and Pritch on the 16th and me and Hondo Carpenter on the 19th. And then I'll do the rest of the shows for Vinny till the 23rd, till he gets back. And then I'll transition into my 2 to 4 p.m. show on Raider Nation Radio 920. And I'm working on some things in the background for that as well. But yeah, just going to kind of be the fill-in guy for now, you know, as everyone goes on their vacations and get that out of the way. So once football season hits, man, nobody's on vacation, not missing any time. There's not going to be a bunch of national radio. We're going to go as hard in the paint as possible with nothing but live and local. We're going to try to do, you know, the morning show through Vinny's show, all live and local. Of course, there's that little gap between the morning show and JT, but we're going to work on not having those kind of gaps there. So that's kind of an update on my radio. You know, the next time you'll hear me on the radio or when you'll hear me on the radio live on Raider Nation Radio 920. Now, into some other news and notes. Gil Brandt, the great Gil Brandt. I really respect him. He's a Hall of Famer, really good talent evaluator, helped put together some of those classic Cowboy teams back in the day. Just smart dude, just a really, really smart dude. He was a guy that actually was pretty close with Al Davis. He always puts out articles on NFL.com, and he does rankings and all kind of different things. And, you know, this is the time of year where you're going to see different articles, different rankings. Well, he put out a ranking on Thursday, the most versatile players in the league. And who came in at number 8, Raider Nation? One Kenyon Drake. And he said Drake's spot here is largely driven by a projection of what I think he'll accomplish in Las Vegas, where he signed because John Gruden was head and shoulders above any other suitor in free agency in terms of interest in Drake's playmaking ability. Though he's mostly been used as a running back, Drake has receiving production on his resume, logging 103 catches combined with Miami and Arizona in 2018 and 2019. His reception total plummeted 25 in his final season with the Cardinals, who did not feature him in the passing game as much. But I'd expect the Raiders to use him in that role that was originally forecast for 2020 third-round pick Lynn Bowden Jr., lining up often as an X or Z receiver like former Raider Charlie Garner, who racked up 211 catches between 2001 and 2003. So coming in at number 8 as the most versatile players in the league is Kenyon Drake for all those reasons that I just mentioned right there. And I like when he said Charlie Garner, because if you remember, man, that dude was a stud, right? He was able to run the rock. He was able to catch the ball. I mean, he was just an ultimate weapon. And that's exactly who Lynn Bowden Jr. was supposed to be. And we all know it didn't shake out very well. If Kenyon Drake can be that guy, nobody will talk about any of the money that they gave him. Nobody will talk about anything. They'll just be excited about the two-headed monster and Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake. And I'll tell you right now, I don't care about the money either. I'm excited about that pairing right there. I think that that is a hell of a pairing. I think Jacobs and Drake's going to be good, but for everything that Gil Brandt mentioned about different ways that he's going to be used, the versatility that Kenyon Drake brings to the table, I think Raider Nation is going to be thrilled with what they see from Drake in 2021. So I just wanted to pass that along again from Gil Brandt, ranking the most versatile players in the league. You can find that whole article on NFL.com. And my final piece of news for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, news and notes of the day, is an agreement that the NFL and Twitter, they extended their partnership through a multi-year deal. Adam Schefter put out the tweet. NFL and Twitter announced a multi-year partnership extension that will include expanded engagement formats and a full season commitment to produce exclusive content on Twitter Spaces, Twitter's new live audio feature. So, you know, every single outlet has a new audio feature, almost, you know, like a locker room. Or, you know, some, it's not really quite a podcast. It's really, it's just live audio, but everyone has their different little outlet. Twitter has Twitter Spaces. I don't get involved in all that. There's already so many different things out there. I can't get involved in everything. I can't run in every lane, but hey, I get it. You know, I get it. It's a big deal, but the NFL and Twitter did announce that multi-year partnership extension that's going to put out exclusive content on Twitter Spaces. So if it's just something that you just can't get enough of, then, well, that's just for you, because they're going to be out there and they're going to be putting out a lot of you know, information and a lot of content on Twitter Spaces. So there you go. Check that out. But they have extended their partnership. And that's all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, news and notes of the day. Coming up in segment number two, you're going to hear my conversation with Pritch and Clay from the morning show on Raider Nation Radio 920 from Thursday. Really good conversation. You'll hear that after I tell you about betonline.ag. They're the fastest and easiest way to bet on your sporting action. Baseball season's in full effect, of course, right? The NBA, Suns are up now 2-0. On the Bucks in the finals. NHL, that's, well, it's not going on anymore, but it was. What is going on? How about UFC MMA? Very good fight card going on this weekend in Las Vegas. Conor McGregor going up against Poirier. It's going to be a really, really good fight, the trilogy. So before the next pitch, the next home run, the next three-pointer, the next slam dunk, or the next knockout, head on over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device. Check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Get off the sidelines, get into the game. Again, head to the website on your mobile device or your laptop, sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON to get that 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag is your online sportsbook experts. Segment number two, it's on the way.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team
every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to jump into my conversation I had on Thursday morning with Pritch and Clay on Raider Nation Radio 920, talking all things Raiders, just kind of getting me introduced and acclimated to the Las Vegas audience and also, of course, countrywide, worldwide, because everyone's listening to Raider Nation Radio 920. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump into the conversation I had with Pritch and Clay on Thursday on Raider Nation Radio 920.
Joining us now is Q Myers, Las Vegas Sports Network's new program director and the new host on R&R 920 from 2 to 4 beginning on Monday. You know him well, you love him well. Q Myers, back in the fold. Great to hear you, Q. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show. It's great to listen to you guys. It's great to be in the 702, and hopefully I can find a place to live sooner rather than later, and we'll be good to go.
Oh yeah, there's spots. It's depending how patient you want to be.
Hold on. Where you staying, man?
I'm actually at my mom's house right now, so okay. I'm good. I'm in the honeycomb hideout right now, but I'm looking to get out of the Batcave and find my own location. You know.
Gotcha.
Q, speaking of a master plan, how we get a place to live. But what's it like for you, though, to be back in Las Vegas because you've got a history here? And how excited are you to start, you know, as training camp looms? We're just weeks away from this going down.
Well, I'll tell you, man, it's exciting. It really is. It's a dream come true. I've seen Pritch many times at the Super Bowl and I've talked with him. And you guys know all I've been, you know, trying to get a job here with Lotus for a very long time because I just felt like this is where I need to be. And to have this opportunity now with the Raiders being here, being able to work with an incredible team like we have, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm fired up. I can't wait till training camp starts. And, you know, I've been covering the Raiders from a distance from Central Texas for a very long time. But to now actually be right on top of them and be right there and being able to work hand in hand with them. And again, going back to the incredible team that we have as well, I just think we're about to make some magic. And so I think the Raider Nation is going to be very, very excited about what's going to be coming in the near future.
Man, I cannot wait either, Q. You know, you look at just the fact this weekend, and Clay and I kind of talked about it already a little bit, but you know, your first weekend, your first big weekend here in town, you got UFC 264, you got Garth Brooks, you got USA Basketball. I mean, there's so much going on in this city all at once at times, but yet we're right around the corner from that main attraction being the Las Vegas Raiders and fans back in the stands in Allegiant Stadium.
That's what I'm excited about. And it's funny, I was just telling my mom last night, I was actually attempting to go to the LV Aces game against the Mercury. And I mean, basically there was no tickets available. You know, I mean, it was just so much support for every team that's here in Vegas. Obviously the Golden Knights coming off their amazing season that they had. And it's so much always going on. Like you mentioned, UFC, Conor McGregor's back in action. The support for all the teams and all the activities and events that go on in this city is incredible. So if the LV Aces are getting the love that they get, and of course the Golden Knights have the T-Mobile Arena just cracking and making so much noise, the environment there is awesome. Can you imagine what Allegiant Stadium is going to be like when the Raiders take the field with a full packed house? I mean, it's going to be something that we could talk about it all day long, but until you're there and actually witness it, that's when it's really going to hit you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Q Myers here with us from LVSportsNetwork.com. His new show Monday begins right here on Raider Nation Radio between 2 and 4 between JT and Vinny. So great to have Q back in here. And what I got to ask you, though, your show, Lockdown Raiders podcast, is a big fan of it. Everyone loves it. You talked about the Derek Carr comments on the Chris Collinsworth podcast with Richard Sherman. What did you make of not only the talk about Davante Adams, but at the same time, he keeps bringing up the end result of wanting to hold the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year?
I love it. I really do. And I feel like each and every year, Derek Carr has matured in many ways, on the field, off the field, talking to the media, talking in, you know, those kind of settings like he was with Collinsworth and Richard Sherman. And I love the pursuit of Davante Adams. I love the fact that he says, hey, we could work some magic together, you know, and he's taking the role and stepping out there and saying, this is my team. Go ahead. And it'd be great to have a guy like this playing with my team, you know, and playing on our team because we can work some magic. So I feel like he's out there just kind of saying the same things that you would hear a Drew Brees say or a Tom Brady say or a Patrick Mahomes say, like, go get this guy. I want this guy in the fold with me. So one, taking ownership of the team is great because we always know there's all the conversation about, is Derek Carr on his way out? Is he going to do this? What's he got to do? I mean, that tired, low-hanging fruit conversation gets so old, and I think Derek Carr just kind of says, hey, this is my team. I'm going to show you, and oh, by the way, we're going to win this year, and when Davante Adams is available, I'm going to push my team to go get him because I want him too.
You know, Q, when we look at this Raiders roster right now, about to approach training camp, where are you, not a judgment, your thoughts or feelings about, or optimism even, about this roster? Now, we can start with the offense or defense, but I'll leave that up to you. Just your general thoughts as we approach training camp here in a matter of weeks.
Well, I like the roster as it's made up right now. But as we all know, and Mike, you know, for a perfect example, it's a 90-man roster right now. You know, it's got to be cut down to 53. They have a lot of depth on this team right now, probably more depth on the team than they've had in a very long time. I like the rotation they have along the defensive line. The offensive line, I know that's going to be a question until it's not. You know, that's something that's going to have to be answered. And I don't think that it could even really be answered in training camp because, I mean, you're only going to do so much in training camp. Now, you have preseason games, I get that, but I mean, until the bullets are live, your offensive line, that's continuity. That's all about, you know, consistency, the right arm knowing what the left arm's going to do. That's how those units, they operate, that offensive line. So I think we'll get into the regular season before we actually see what kind of offensive line, you know, how this is put together. But I'm very optimistic about it because of what Tom Cable's been able to do. And, you know, going back to last year, that starting five only played, what, three snaps together? You know what I mean? It's like, so he had to mix and match. He had to find this guy, put this guy here, plug this guy in, and he was able to do that. So I think Tom Cable, the offensive line coach, has earned the right to say, hey, this is what I need. This is how we're going to take the game to the next level with this O-line. Trust me, we'll make this work. So I'm leaving my confidence and my faith in Tom Cable and that O-line. They went out and got Alex Leatherwood, and a lot of people, including myself, were surprised that they went and got him in the first round at number 17. But look, they went and got their two top targets. Regardless of when they got him, they got their two top targets. Trayvon Merrick in the second round, big-time safety out of TCU, and Alex Leatherwood, big-time right tackle out of Alabama. So regardless of when they got him, they got both those guys. So, I mean, it's job well done. I like the roster right now. I'm really interested to see who's cut and who's released, who's let go, who's put on the practice squad once you got to cut it down to 53 men, because then your depth really gets cut in half.
Yeah, you're right, man. One of the things I've started to do in talking with either other teams or you know, relationships or whatever in the National Football League, Q, is sizing up the Raiders. Like, have you been able to size up the Raiders and this roster against other teams within this division? Like, our offensive line against Kansas City, Denver, and certainly the Chargers and what they've been doing. And then certainly defensively, being able to size up our defensive line or defensive members on that side of the ball versus other teams within a division as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I pay attention to what's going on in the division a lot because obviously that matters. Those are who you have to win. You got to win those games. You got to try to compete for a division championship each and every year. Obviously, Kansas City's the big elephant in the room, and you saw what happened when Kansas City lost that Super Bowl. They lost it because the offensive line was in shambles. So what'd they do? They went out there and they revamped it. They rebuilt it. They made sure that Patrick Mahomes was not going to be running for his life again like he was in the Super Bowl. And then they turned around and got some weapons on the defensive line. So I look at the whole unit of the AFC West, and I really feel like, for the most part, every team got a lot better. You know, I still think Kansas City is the cream of the crop in the division. I think the Raiders are right there. The Chargers with Justin Herbert, I think that's something to definitely pay attention to, but they have a new head coach. And then you have the Denver Broncos, which has a big question mark when they don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. But yeah, I've definitely been really paying attention to the trenches because I think that's how the Raiders are going to win this year. They're going to win in the trenches, that defensive line rotation, and that offensive line. If the offensive line could be that solid unit that it's been for years, even though they're a bunch of new guys, and of course you got Richie Incognito, who's a veteran. Colton Miller just got a contract extension, but on that right side, you know, it's all new. You know, it's a big unknown. So if they could be solid and be a really good offensive line, I think the Raiders have an opportunity to do some good things. They have skill players all over the field. I think that offense is going to be fine. I think the red zone is going to be better this year, but it's all going to boil down to what happens in the trenches. If you win in the trenches, you win a lot of games.
You know, I like how you outlined that the roster now has more depth. Do you ever find, like, individually, because of a lot of the guys that have stacked in there for competition's sake, especially in the defensive line room, are there any sleepers that really stand out to you as we approach training camp, that guys that might be kind of going under the radar that are ready to jettison into a starting job in a major role?
You know, it's funny. I was just having this conversation on the podcast. Someone else asked me about sleepers, a couple of guys that I wasn't really, you know, having my eye on or haven't been talked about a lot. And so I just picked one guy from each side of the ball, offense and defense. And defensively, it wasn't the defensive line, but it was actually the fifth round pick, Nate Hobbs out of Illinois. I just think that he has an opportunity to man that slot position, that slot corner. And we all know that's been one of the Achilles heels of the secondary for the Raiders for quite a while. They tried the experiment with LaMarcus Joyner. It didn't work out. I know Amik Robertson has an opportunity to man that spot as well. I think you're going to see a lot of healthy competition between Nate Hobbs, who I like to describe as a guy that's got a little something-something in his neck. You know, he's got a little bit of edge to him where he feels like he's been kind of slighted his whole life, and he just kind of he carries that on his shoulder. And I like guys like that. I like guys with edge. You know, I think that's a true Raider as well, a guy that has a little bit of, you know, I'm the guy that's being slept on. You know, I'm the underdog, and people don't give me my respect. Well, I'm going to go out there and earn it. I think Nate Hobbs has that. So I'm excited to see what he can do in training camp and if he can man that position. I know John Gruden has talked about him a couple times in media sessions following OTAs. He had mentioned him. So I think that that's a guy to pay attention to. And then offensively, I think Bryan Edwards, you know, I don't think he's a third round pick if he's healthy at South Carolina. He wasn't healthy that much at South Carolina, so that's what dropped him to the third round. But man, this guy has the size, he's got the speed, and more importantly, as Pritch knows, he's got the hands, man. Those things are vice grips. You know, that I just go back to week 17 against Denver, that touchdown pass that Derek Carr threw him, little back shoulder fade route, and he just turns and just he just sucks it in. You know, it was a vice grip. He didn't let it get to his body, none of that. He just boom, just clamped it, you know, and that's how you catch the ball. I hate it when the ball gets to the body, man, because there's always a chance that it could be a drop, it bounce off the pads. You might let the DB get his hand in there and knock it out. Anything could happen, but man, he just sucked that thing in with those hands, and I just think he has an opportunity. If he can stay healthy, and we'll see a lot in training camp, if he can stay healthy, he might be the big-time wide receiver that the Raiders were looking for that, you know, a lot of people were even clamoring for when Julio Jones was available. Hey, he could be this guy. He could be this big-time dude. Maybe Bryan Edwards could man that position.
Oh, man, Q Myers getting everybody fired up already here this morning, which we love. We love the energy from you, Q. And I got to ask you, man, because, you know, everybody's excited about the Raiders being in Vegas. And, yeah. and Raider Nation, they cannot wait to see this football team this year. We've heard it since the season ended. You're coming to Vegas. You're in Vegas now. You're going to be running this station over here. You're going to be running other sports stations as well as hosting. What are you most excited about, man? I got to get to know Q here a little bit about what, you know, your plans are being in Vegas and certainly this opportunity, as well as looking forward to the Raiders plan in 2021.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm so blessed. You know, I kind of look back at my life and I have to pinch myself sometime and even wonder how I got here. You know what I mean? It's amazing to know that a dude that really didn't have a whole lot of direction growing up, just kind of, you know, felt my way through it, all of a sudden ended up in this awesome opportunity. And, you know, I've gone all the way to Central Texas to do radio, fell into sports radio. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the Raiders. And I'll tell you right now, man, I got into talking about the Raiders on podcasts because I always felt like there were not enough outlets that gave the Raiders love. Even when they were a great team going to the Super Bowl, there just wasn't enough. Even being in the Bay Area, it's like, oh, yeah, it'd be the last story that came up on the news at night. I'm thinking, are you serious? Like, what's going on? So I always said if I had an opportunity to talk about the Raiders on some kind of platform, and I didn't even know what that platform was, I was going to do it. I used to get in trouble on my hip-hop station because I talked about sports all the time. My program director was like, Q, there's a music station, not a sports station. I'm like, man, but it's the Raiders. We got to give the Raiders some love. So anyway, long story short, man, just to know I have this opportunity. Now they have so many outlets that cover the Raiders, including Raider Nation Radio 920. Very excited to be a part of the team there and just do it. We're going to do some really big things, man. I got so many ideas. I'm so pumped up and fired up. I'm just excited about this whole experiment and that, you know, God has led me in this direction and allowed me to have this opportunity. And we're about to take this opportunity and really run with it.
Oh, it's great, man. Q Myers here with us here on Raider Nation Radio 920. His show begins Monday at 2 to 4 after JT and before Vinny. We're so happy to have you a part of it. Q, thank you again for coming on today and look forward to seeing you next week, man.
So there it was right there, my conversation with Pritch and Clay, kind of scattershooting all things Raiders right there, and very excited to be able to work with those guys starting next week, starting on Monday the 12th. My first day on the air won't be until the 15th, though, which I'll be doing Vinny Bonsignor's show. And then the 16th, Don't even worry. I'll be doing the morning show up there. It'll be myself and Pritch. So Pritch and Q on the 16th. And, yeah, it should be a whole lot of fun. I'm very excited about the opportunity that I have at Lotus Broadcasting, of course, with Raider Nation Radio 920. That's all I got for you for segment number two. Coming up with segment number three, your calls and text straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. Before I get into that, though, I do want to tell you about a couple great sponsors here on the Locked On Raiders podcast. And the first one is rockauto.com. Been telling you about them for a very long time. They're a family business that's been serving auto part customers online for over 20 years. And one of the biggest selling points on rockauto.com is their prices. Their prices are super low. You could spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership, but why? Why would you do that, right? That doesn't make any sense. All the prices are super low for every single customer. It doesn't matter if you're a professional or not, you can get the same deal at rockauto.com. They got everything you need, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil. They even have new carpet. And we always tell you, and I always tell you, make sure you go and check for every single kind of part that you need. It doesn't matter if you think, oh, this is too difficult to find. RockAuto.com usually has it. Just go to the website, punch it in, and you can simply navigate through the catalog, and you'll find your part. I promise you, you'll find your part. Very easy. Explore the website today. Find your auto part that you need, and there's a box that says, how'd you hear about us? That's the only thing I ask. In that little box, you write Locked On Raiders Podcast. That's how they know that I sent you, and I'm doing my job. So rockauto.com, great selection, super low prices, all the parts your car is ever going to need, again, at rockauto.com. I also want to tell you about Built Bar, and I've been telling you about Built Bar for a very long time. Today is actually the last day that you can get the Built Grasshopper Cookie. This is a big deal. It's a limited time edition. It's only been going on for a couple days, but today is the final day. So if back in the day you were a classic Thin Mint cookie fan, well, Built Grasshopper Cookie is the one for you. You want to go ahead and get it today. 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, only 5 grams of sugar. So it tastes like that old school cookie without all the sugar. So go ahead and get it today. BuiltBar.com. Promo code LOCK15 when you check out. It's going to save you 15% off your order just like that. But check this out. The other flavors they have, coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. They have all of those available for you. You can get a mixed box. They'll give you two of each of the flavors, and it's going to get you hooked up in a major way. A protein bar that tastes good and is good for you. So check it out today, BuiltBar.com. Again, use the promo code LOCK15 when you check out to save 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. Segment number three, it's up next.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to get into your calls and text straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. We're going to start things off with Cyreezy from the Bay, and he's calling to congratulate me on the move to Vegas. And the reason I'm playing this call is because he's a guy that can give you a little bit of radio background. He's actually got plenty of background in the business of radio and has a little bit more insights on the significance of the move that I'm making. I just think it kind of explains a little bit more. Here he is, Cyreezy from the Bay.
What up, Q? It's your man, Cyreezy from the Bay. And I'm a little bit late to the party, but I'm just calling to say congratulations on the program director gig, man. That's a big, big, big deal. You might not know this, but I myself am a 15-year vet of the media industry. Started off at Clear Channel, went to iHeart, Westwood One. Been in the game for a long time and finally left last year. And I'm not telling you this really to share my resume with you, but ultimately really just to give you a bigger pat on the back, because from firsthand knowledge, I know how big of a deal it is to land a gig like that. And please, please do not feel any kind of way about being proud of the fact that you're a minority in that position, because that is absolutely the truth. In all my years in the business, I can count on one hand the number of minority program directors that I was able to work with. And I think that's a really, really big deal. I think you're going to represent it loud and proud. And just a little bit of insight for you. I actually interviewed with David Locke for a sales gig over at Locked On. My boy Brian is a VP of sales. And something I told him, and I'm going to share it with you too, is that you were a big reason for me to be a believer in the product. And I told him because I had compared it to a lot of other sports podcasts or podcasts in general that I had dealt with, being the fact that I had spent several years actually in the podcast game on the advertising side and understood the program, understood what different hosts were like and what their shows were like, delivery and everything like that. And I told him that, you know, your show was one that actually made me a believer in the whole platform. So anyway, I think you're going to crush it out there. I think they're going to be lucky to have you. You've got a real natural talent for this. You know how to deliver, you know, the news and info and keep the pace up and keep it on point and keep it interesting and toe the line between, you know, trying to stay neutral and trying to stay engaging at the same time. And, you know, I think we're going to see some big things. So we're all looking forward to it, man. I just wanted to send you a big shout out and congratulations. Pop that champagne. Celebrate. Comes up next. All right, Cyreezy.
There he goes, my guy, Cyreezy from the Bay. Thank you so much for the call, my man. Appreciate you, and glad you were able to give a little bit of a background story and shed a little bit of light into what radio is actually all about, because by no means is this job for everyone. This job has the least amount of job security. You know, it really doesn't. You've got to create your own security, and even then, a lot of times you end up getting pushed out. And, you know, for me at ESPN Central Texas and the radio stations I was working in Central Texas, like, I literally left on my own terms. That doesn't happen very often. And so that made me feel really good that I was able to leave on my own terms and I was able to finish out my 2 weeks without getting fired. Normally, when you turn your 2 week notice in radio, they just fire you immediately. But them letting me work out my last 2 weeks and have my little final show and say goodbye, that was really special, because a lot of times that does not happen in radio. Thank you for that call, my man. Appreciate you. Next up, I got a tweet from AW, my guy AW at Aaron Raiders fan on Twitter. He says, I think that Carr will have so many options this year that there won't be one player that will have a big season. That's not a bad thing. It'll result in more wins. My gut says the only Pro Bowler or All-Pro player on offense will be DC4. That's from my guy AW, Aaron Raiders fan on Twitter. And it's a very big possibility, man. I mean, if you know, Derek Carr has a big season and there's nobody else with, like, huge numbers, then they did exactly what you said. You know, just kind of spread it around the field, and a lot of guys contributed. I think you're going to see a lot from Jacobs and Drake. I think you're going to see a lot from Darren Waller, of course. And I just want to know who's going to be the next guy. Foster Moreau is a guy I probably haven't talked about enough. He could end up being a big-time red zone threat. Brian Edwards, if healthy, he could be a big-time weapon. And then, of course, the big elephant in the room is, what are they going to do with Henry Ruggs? How can he contribute more than he did a year ago? That's going to be interesting as well. But you're right. There may not be anyone who statistically stands out in a major way except for Derek Carr. So we will see. Thank you so much for that tweet, my man. Appreciate you. Next up is a quick call from my guy Flavius in Indiana, calling to talk about a potential difference maker for the Raiders in 2021. Here he is, Flavius in Indiana.
Hey, Q, this is your boy Flavius calling from Indiana. Hey, I'm calling in to regards that about your conversation that you had about who could be that difference maker. And honestly, I do think, even though he's not a player, I mean, it could be Gus Bradley. I mean, he's going to be putting most likely Jonathan Abram back into a position that he's a little more comfortable with. I mean, he could be that difference maker just to push the people a little further, because it wasn't the offense that was having the issues. It was all about that defense. Now you got Unique Ngakoue over there. I mean, I honestly think Gus Bradley is that person to push the Raiders' defense over the edge. Like to hear your thoughts on that one. Okay, out.
Short and sweet. That's the style right there, my guy Flavius in Indiana. Thank you for the call, and I tend to agree with you, man, and I'll even take it a step further. I think it's more than just Gus Bradley. I think it's Ron Miles and Richard Smith as well, defensive back coach and linebacker coach. I think all three of those guys are going to be big-time difference makers as far as the coaches go, and I could be just drinking the Kool-Aid. I could be one of those guys getting fired up because it was a coaching change. And, you know, anytime there's a coaching change, you always think the next guy's going to be better. Maybe they won't be, but I feel like that they got to be. You know what I mean? I feel like they really got to be. I think Gus Bradley was a hell of a pickup. And then bringing along Ron Miles and Richard Smith as well, that really is big-time difference makers. I think it's going to make all those guys on the defense kind of fly around and just be able to perform at a higher level. So thank you so much for that call, my man. Very, very good call, as a matter of fact. Next up is a text from Edmonton Raider from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He says, hey, Q, it's Edmonton Raider from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and I'm a new booty. I've been listening for a couple years now, and Locked On is part of my daily routine that gets me through my day. I'm so excited to see Yannick Ngakoue showcase his talent on the field, but I'm also excited to see how much better he makes the other D linemen. But I think one of the most overlooked points is how much better he can make our offensive tackles. We haven't had a player like that since Khalil Mack. Our offensive tackles have been able to go up against on the daily in practice. Now when we go up against starting defensive ends, Leatherwood should be in a better spot to win a battle because he's seen that talent at practice constantly. Anyways, like to hear your opinion on this. Have a good one, Q, and keep grinding. Raiders. That's from Edmonton Raider from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And I will say, in practice, though, the thing about it is they don't really go up against each other very much. You know what I mean? When you're practicing that zone blocking scheme, these guys aren't really, it's not really a lot of contact. These guys are going in there and they're blocking to air. They're blocking to a space, especially with that zone blocking scheme. It's not power blocking where they got to block a guy. You know, they're just going to a certain area. So I don't think that they're going to have a lot of, you know, one-on-ones and stuff like that. They'll have a little bit, but I don't think they'll have too much where it makes a huge difference. But we'll see. You could be right. Either way, I think that Tom Cable's going to have that offensive line in a good position. And the reason I feel confident about that is because he's been able to do it. He's been able to do it with a bunch of different mixing parts and, okay, this guy go over here, this guy go over here. I need a starting right tackle. Okay, you come in and fill in. I mean, he's had to do a lot with a little. So I think that he's going to be all right. So thank you so much for that text. Definitely appreciate you. And how about a call from Michael Habanero calling out of Compton, California. He's calling to talk about who he feels could be that alpha dog slash difference maker guy and why he thinks it could be a guy the Raiders picked up in free agency. Here he is, Michael Habanero out of Compton, California.
Yo, what's up, Big Q? This is Michael Habanero calling out of Compton, California. I just got finished listening to your podcast for Wednesday morning about, you know, who can be that alpha dog, kind of that CP3 role. And honestly, I think it can be Yannick Ngakoue, man. Simply because if we're relating it to Chris Paul, you know, Chris Paul bounced around. He was New Orleans, you know, he was with the Clippers, OKC. None of those really worked out for him until he found his home. He found somewhere where he can be that leader. And I think Yannick Ngakoue is kind of the same way. You know, he came from, you know, Jacksonville, Baltimore. Now he's here with the Raiders. And out of all of the interviews that I've heard from him, it sounds like he found his home here. And also, I mean, think about back in 2016 with Khalil Mack. When he was on that field, he was that alpha dog. He was that difference maker. So I think if Ngakoue can go in there and kind of play that role, I'm not saying he's going to be Khalil Mack because, you know, that Khalil Mack's a different beast, but if he can play that role, I really do think that he can amplify our offense, get our defense, you know, playing faster. Everybody looks better. The secondary would look a lot better with some pressure back there. So if it's anyone, I really think it can be Yannick Ngakoue. I'm hopeful, man. All right, that's all I got. Raider Nation.
Thank you, my man, for the call. Definitely appreciate you. Yannick Ngakoue is your pick. And you know I like that one for sure. And I'll say that you're spot on when it comes to his interviews and the way he seems to be carrying himself. He took really good care of his body in the offseason, added extra muscle. I mean, he's coming to the Raiders, and it seems like he's coming with a purpose. I do like that. And if he could be that dude, man, that would be awesome. Definitely think that's a really, really good call. Thank you so much for that. Final text of the show today is coming from Eric out the 401. He says, hey, Q, Eric from the 401. Just wanted to text, say, hey, I've been quiet, but I've been listening. First, would love to see Devontae in a Raiders uniform. Even if the rest of our receivers step up like crazy, you can never have too much receiver help. Secondly, I've been noticing a lot of media sources seem to think we are going to be one of the worst teams in the league again. Good. Let them underestimate us. Hope we prove them wrong and kick some ass all season long. Win that Lombardi. Make them all feel dumb. Thanks for doing what you do, man. Love the show. It's Eric out the 401. And yeah, I mean, it's easy. It's low-hanging fruit, I like to call it. I like to call it boring radio when all you just say, oh, the Raiders are going to stink. The Raiders are going to stink. The Raiders are going to stink. I mean, it's easy for people just to, on the national scene, just to not notice and pay attention to what the Raiders are doing and just say, oh, okay, they're going to stink again. John Gruden can't coach. Yada, 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 yada. I mean, it's just the same old, same old. It's almost like Charlie Brown. Remember back in the day that Charlie Brown? Wah, 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 wah. Like, that's all you hear? Same thing. But that's guys that don't really pay attention to the Raiders like that. It's just kind of from a distance they're watching. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to go win the Super Bowl this year, but I am saying I think that they could be much improved. If they have a defense that's worth half a salt, they'll be a really good team because I feel like their offense is definitely going to be a really good offense. Now, of course, they've got to improve their red zone offense. But, man, if they could still be a top 10 offense and they can improve their scoring from a year ago, and have a half assault defense, yeah, they're going to be cooking with grease. They won 8 games last year. I can easily see them winning 10 games. Now, I'm not saying it's going to make a playoffs, but I could definitely see them being a 10-win team, no doubt about it, if those things come into play. Defense is better, red zone scoring is better, and the offense is still, you know, basically a top 10 offense like it was a year ago. So thank you so much for that text, my man. I appreciate you. That's going to do it for the rest of the show. I got to go get on a plane. Depending on what time you are listening to this, I may already be back in Texas, but leaving the great state of Nevada, Las Vegas, matter of fact, flying out at 5:30 this morning, and boom, should be landing in Texas around 10 a.m. Central Time. Then got to drive to Central Texas, get the U-Haul, get the wife, get the kid, put them in the car, and load up, and then drive back to Vegas, 18 hours. And yeah, then it's no more back to Texas. It's all West Coast for me. After that, of course, get to work on Monday. So Raider Nation, have a great weekend. We'll be back here on the Locked On Raiders podcast on Monday, talking all things Raiders, more news and notes, more calls and texts, and of course, like I said, more great Raider conversation. So until then, Raider Nation, as always, have a great and safe weekend. We'll talk on Monday, and as always, just win, baby.